Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Over the last year and a half, a UW Superior scientist completed a large-scale study of drinking water from private wells in northern Wisconsin. It's the first of its kind and gives a picture of the water quality landscape in the region. That's especially important as open-pit mines and new oil pipelines continue to be topics of conversation. People like Jim Brennan, who lives in southern Ashland County, were eager volunteers.
We need to know where we stand when a pipeline comes through or a mining initiative comes through or any other very major disruptive industrial initiative wants to come through our area.
More than 450 families sent in water samples for the study. You can hear the results and what they mean for northern Wisconsin on this week's edition of The Stream, which will be heard next at 5:45 p.m. here on WXPR and on our website. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department has released the name of the man killed early Wednesday in a traffic crash. The victim has been identified as 50-year-old Timothy Rowe of the town of Merrill. The Sheriff's Department reports a crash happening in the town of Corning. Shortly after 3 a.m., a caller reported a crash on State Highway 64 near Elm Grove Road. The witness, who was traveling in a separate vehicle, reported Rowe swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle left the roadway and rolled over. Deputies have determined that alcohol did not play a role in that crash. And instead of disposing of hundreds of old street signs, officials in Rib Mountain have approved auctioning off the fixtures. Following the uniform addressing change, Town Administrator Gaylene Roden says they started getting calls about the signs almost immediately following word of the change. She says the signs will be sold in a silent auction with a $20 minimum bid per sign. The funds will be used to kickstart some park improvements.
Expansion of the dog park, for example, and we got a walking nature preserve area that's right next to the dog park as well. That's all part of that area that we discussed as using this as sort of a fundraiser.
Roden says they plan to leave the signs up alongside the new street signs through next spring. The town was the last to receive its new address signs after losing a legal fight that went all the way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin ski season is starting early this year, but nobody's complaining. Cascade Mountain near Portage is adding powder to its hills, and officials at that resort say they're expecting skiers and snowboarders by this weekend. That will be a week earlier than Cascade Mountain opened last year. 10 runs and 2 lifts are going to be running. Tyrol Basin in the town of Vermont is already open. It has 16 runs, and the tubing complex will be opening next month. And Wisconsin farmers were only able to get to their fields to work for 4 days last week. More snowfall means this week isn't any better, and the story has been repeated dozens of times this year. Meteorologists say 2019 is likely to go down in the history books as one of the state's 10 wettest years on record. Annual precipitation topped 43 inches as of Wednesday. This year's harvest is lagging well behind schedule due to all the precipitation. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, skies becoming sunny with a high near 27. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 23. Friday, partly sunny, high near 30. Saturday, cloudy, high near 34. Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers. And Sunday, 50% chance of snow showers with a high that day around 34. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.